This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Diving right back into it on a wonderful Wednesday. Don't forget, we do have our poll question up on our Twitter or X page. It is the Fesco and Dusty fan page. You can check it out. It is very quite simply put. Who would you rather bring back for the Chiefs next season? There have been 222 votes in 25 minutes.
All right. How we doing?
Trey Smith leads at 66.7%.
Yeah, I figured simplistic it would be closer than the 90% that you had.
Okay.
You
know? 33.3% say Nick Bolton. 66.7% say Trey Smith.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's kind of that number. That's a normal kind of election, you know, where you think it's going to be a landslide. And that is a landslide. I mean, 66 to 33 or whatever it is, that's a big difference of, you know, people wanting Trey Smith back versus Nick Bolton. Again, that's not a knock against Nick Bolton. It just tells you, as Binkley talked about, we've got to help Patrick Mahomes, right? It's all about making Patrick Mahomes as effective as he possibly can be, because he's the franchise, and eventually he's not going to be the franchise anymore, and you want to maximize these years as much as possible.
We were in New Orleans, it seems like forever ago, about 3 weeks ago.
Was it 3 weeks ago now already? My God. Jeez, wow.
Felt like we were there for 3 weeks.
Yeah, eight days in New Orleans. That's a lot.
That'll change you.
Yeah.
Mac went from 26 to 35 in about 7 days.
Real fast. Made a nice new friend and everything. It was great.
Yeah, it was awesome. But Joey Chestnut is
that's right.
Friend.
Uh-huh.
You guys want a picture with me? Not really.
No, we really
actually
don't.
All right.
Yeah.
We just need to talk to our friend Jay.
Yeah.
But Clark Hunt, the CEO and owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, sat down with us, and we asked him about Travis Kelce that while back ago.
I certainly think so. I think he's enjoying playing the game. He's clearly, you know, one of the greatest tight ends of all time at this point, but I think he loves what he's doing.
So that's Clark, right?
Yeah, and that was your owner of the team. Mm-hmm. And again, sorry to admit this, heavy bias, right? Like, he obviously wants to see Travis Kelce back, and from what we saw yesterday at the Combine, that seems to be the way it's going to go. We're also in the season of Chris Jones tweeting out,
right,
my guy's got to come back. You can't go out like this.
Who is he talking about, though? Was he talking about Trey?
No. Come on. And, you know, Kelce is one of those, you know, all-pro classic NFL players that you would think that maybe you don't go out like that with a Super Bowl loss. His brother didn't do it.
Right.
He's got one last ride in him for this next season. And Brett Veach at the Combine yesterday as well. And this was what he had to say about Travis Kelce's return as well.
That's been the number one question here. And look, I think the way we're handling this is, you know, in terms of deadlines, I've been hearing that a lot. I don't think there's a deadline with a guy like Travis. You know, his communication with us after the season is that he was playing, and we look forward to having him back next season. If something does transpire in the next few months where something other than him playing pops up, then, you know, we'll deal with it. But I would say that where we sit right now, that Travis will be back next year, and again, looking forward to having him back.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been the talk all along. I don't think there was ever any serious talk about Travis Kelce retiring other than for, clickbaiters out there. And as we said, we asked the owner of the team 2 weeks ago now, 14, 15 days ago now, is Travis Kelce coming back? He goes, yeah, I think so. I mean, there's no reason to believe that he's not going to be coming back to this roster. But it is low-hanging fruit to talk about whether or not Travis Kelce is going to come back because he's such a big celebrity, right? He's a superstar more than a football player at this point in time. So there's a lot of people interested, a lot of people clicking on it. And since the Super Bowl has ended, I've heard a lot of slander. Mm-hmm. I've heard a lot of nastiness directed towards, you know, Travis Kelce. I was listening to Boomer Esiason talk about Travis Kelce yesterday. He goes, that guy just quit in the middle of the game. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, enough of this slander of Travis Kelce, because the one thing I can tell you is that Travis Kelce never quit on his team, never stopped playing, never stopped trying, never stopped caring. And Brett Veach actually addressed this yesterday about why Travis didn't have a good game.
You know, this year, I mean, we're never going to make excuses and talk about it, but yeah. I mean, he was battling with pretty big illness there for the Super Bowl, but listen, the way the Eagles played, it wouldn't have made a difference.
So he was battling a pretty big illness there before the Super Bowl. And I can tell you on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, I was talking to some people within, you know, around the organization, and they're like, man, this Eagle thing is really bad. They've got the flu, knock on wood, we're okay. And then all of a sudden I heard as the day went on, like, there's been an illness, and it could have been Travis Kelce, because the people that I was talking to kind of ended the conversation with me very fast, gotta go, there's an illness, and that was that. And so maybe it was Travis Kelce that they were talking about that was ill and sick. And look, if you go back and you look at the tape, right, people are saying, look, he's taking this play off, and we've got all these Zapruder films of people analyzing Travis Kelce's body language, there's a really good chance this cat was puking his ass off on the sideline. Have you ever tried to do anything with the flu or anything when you're not feeling 100%? You're slacking, you're dragging, you're bleh, right? We all have been there. Imagine playing in the Super Bowl and having the flu and gutting it out. I am so effing tired of hearing people talk about Travis Kelce dogging it in the Super Bowl. For a gentleman that's the best tight end of all time, that's going to the effing Hall of Fame, to sit there and even consider that Travis Kelce gave up or wasn't giving his all, that is complete and total slander. And I'm so glad that Brett Veach came out and said that yesterday, because that did need to be said. Because we're not making excuses, but it does need to be out there because of the way that people for the last 3 weeks have been acting like Travis Kelce is done, washed, and will never be good again, and he dogged the Super Bowl. And that's got to stop.
Yeah, I mean, I think his role obviously diminishes a little bit more in the next final season for
him.
As
it should,
right?
Yeah.
Like, he could be possibly your fourth option on offense, where for 9 years he was your number one option.
Right.
And that's just the evolution of the game.
And some years your only option, Dusty.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing that's crazy is next year, maybe we can have this discussion for about a minute or so. I still think Rashee Rice is your wide receiver one, but there could be some argument that you don't necessarily have a wide receiver one. You just have two stud wide receiver ones in Worthy and Rice.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, Worthy did exceptional this year.
Was
Rice
great.
Did exceptional the year before. Now, when you look at this and you think about what's going on, like, is there necessarily a wide receiver one on this team?
And does there have to be a wide receiver one? I mean, I know, you know, from fantasy standpoint, people want to know who the wide receiver number one is. And I'll take the Andy Reid approach. I don't really care about your fantasy team. And I don't think Andy Reid goes in saying, okay, this is wide receiver one, this is wide receiver two. They go in and they say, hey, Patrick, here's your weapons. Let's go out there and have some fun, right? And that's all you need to do. I hate, you know, typecasting or stereotyping or giving people titles when you don't really need to give anybody titles. And now, like, look, if you had, say, Tyreek Hill on the team, you would know who the number one wide receiver is, obviously, but you don't have that guy. So why try to make somebody a number one wide receiver or a number two wide receiver? Why not just line both dudes up with the tight end and say, all right, stop us, and who's ever open, that's who's getting the football, right? We don't need to put a label or a tag on the number one or number two wide receiver.
And somebody says, do you really want Kelce to come back at $17 million a year as the third or fourth option?
I'll be honest with you, yes. The answer is yes, and it's not my money. And if the team's going to afford it and pay for it and it's not going to get in the way of their salary cap, why do we care?
I mean, it's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, yeah.
To have that role. And who knows? Maybe Kelce's like, I've made a lot of money. I want this team to be successful. I want one more ring before I retire. I'll take a pay cut.
Maybe
I don't know
does,
if that
yeah.
happens, and that's not my decision to make for him, but obviously, we'll see where that gets us to that point. Someone also says on the text from the 913, the script is out there. Travis Kelce's coming back for his 13th season, and guess whose favorite number is 13?
Mm, yeah, Taylor Swift, right?
I really hope he comes back.
Yeah, she generated $1 billion for the NFL last year, just so you know. I mean, there was a story out there. Some marketing firm looked into what she created. $1 billion.
So Goodell called Kelce.
That's right. Like, hey, you need to come back. Yeah, we got to have you back.
But
yeah.
Not because of you, because of your girlfriend.
Because of Taylor. Yeah, it's not about you anymore, Trav. It's about her. So the longer you play, the better off we're going to be.
Just keep playing.
Obviously, if Travis Kelce wants to come back on one leg and make $40 million, the guy has earned it. He's one of those players in sports in Kansas City that you're paying for current, you're paying for past, you're paying for future. You're paying because he's Travis Kelce. And he's worth every damn dime of Travis Kelce. I hate the salary cap discussion because, first of all, the salary cap is fake. And second of all, if Clark Hunt wants to write a check, Clark Hunt's going to write a check.
And third of all,
some people are dumb.
We'll explain what we mean by that on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Diving right back into it. Don't forget our poll question up on the Fan 965 on X, Twitter, the bird. Last time you gave somebody, well, I guess Matt gave somebody the bird like four days ago.
Daily for me. I gave somebody the bird this morning, okay?
Really?
Yeah.
Four in the morning?
He's out tweeting. It was, I'm coming up 69, like 95th Street. And a guy's going the other way on the other side of the highway, divided highway, of course, and he flashes his brights. So I assume there was a cop up ahead or whatever, yeah. But I still like gave him the finger.
God.
Just a natural reaction, you know? But there was no cop up ahead. I don't know why he was flashing the brights at me.
I flashed my brights at a cop this morning, not knowing it was a cop, because I thought his high brights were on, blinding me.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just like...
They probably were.
And they were. Yeah. And then I found out it was a cop. I was like, sorry. But well, you were.
You're blinding me, though. Either way, you know, you're blinded by the light, wrapped up like a guy who wants to stop sports gambling, like a roamer in the night or something, right?
That guy sucks.
Jackson County's meeting with Jeff City today. They're headed down there. So if I get any updates throughout the show, we'll let you know what's going on. That's like I was telling Dustin before. That's like me going out and asking, who did I say?
I forget.
Yeah. We just saw her without the makeup.
Oh, you're talking about Pamela Anderson.
Yeah. It'd be like me going and asking Pamela Anderson out on a date. She'd be, yeah, we're a little bit too late for that. Yeah.
missed the mark.
Probably missed the mark on this
one. She might say yes. She's been married like six different times
in
divorce. Did you watch that documentary on her?
I didn't. No, but once you sent the picture of her, she doesn't wear makeup anymore.
Good for her.
Yeah, she was at the SAG Awards. And so we kind of went on a deep dive and, you know, you forget, who she was involved with. And then I said to my wife, I go, didn't she beat up Chuck Finley? And she goes, no, that's Tawny Katane. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Tawny Katane beat up Chuck Finley. Imagine being a Major League Baseball player, get your ass kicked by your girlfriend.
Yeah, Pam Anderson was like Taylor Swift back in the day, dating celebrities. It was like Scott Baio, Brett Michaels, Tommy Lee.
Everybody, and everybody wanted to date Pamela Anderson, too. Obviously, I'm older than you, but like that was my first kind of look at a Playboy, right? Was like the Pamela Anderson one. And then I started to kind of go down the deep dive. I didn't realize how many covers she was on in Playboy. It's like every year it was a new Pamela Anderson spread.
Well, back in the day, it was like you got $1 million if you were the cover girl.
It was insane. Yeah, I mean, that was a big deal back then, man. Mm-hmm. Big deal back then. Mac, do you even know what a Playboy magazine is?
I'm sure.
Never heard of him.
Well done.
Do you know what a magazine is?
Never heard of him.
Nice. He's like, is that what goes into a gun?
Yeah.
13 times she appeared on the cover.
13 times?
Okay, yeah, 13
that's
times.
That's going to be number one on the books.
I mean, it has
more
to
more than
be.
Any other celebrity.
Yep. I would hope.
It has to be. I mean, I can't
what
see.
What else could you actually have to look for? I mean, basically, Playboy was like softcore porn.
No, basically, it was. Yeah, you went into the store, it was in a plastic bag, you purchased it, and you went about your day. Or it showed up to your house in a black plastic bag, so nobody could see what it is. The mailman couldn't thumb through it when he was delivering. I was a subscriber to Playboy back in, you know, when we were living in St. Louis. Why not? They had great articles.
Had you seen, Shel Silverstein, he wrote a lot of them, you know? The Missing Piece, that guy?
Yes.
Do you know Shel Silverstein?
Do
you know the nose picker? You know where you stick your finger up there and that thing eats your finger and bites it off? Look it up. It's in Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Okay. Yeah.
He bit the whole damn thing off.
What's the other one? Like a Place in the Attic? Is that another one?
Oh, God. I bet I have it in this box that I've been looking through for junk to sell.
We used to read, my dad would read a Shel Silverstein every night from the Playboy magazines. I'm kidding. Have you seen the video of P. Anderson and T. Lee.
Yes.
You know what a VHS is?
Yes.
I'm not in trouble at all. No. We should be able to look at a little porn at work.
So some people are dumb.
Yeah.
John Frascella, I don't know.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's on X, and he has
everybody?
Yeah. He has a tweet, and I'm not here to piss people off.
Yeah.
He has a tweet that says, "Is the legend of Patrick Mahomes actually just a myth?" He goes on and gives 6 points, and I continue. One, played terribly in most of his first Super Bowl against the 49ers. Through two interceptions, Damian Williams should have been the MVP. 104 rushing yards, one rushing touchdown, one receiving touchdown.
No, nobody's debating that Damian Williams should have been the MVP of that Super Bowl. He should have been the MVP.
But Mahomes played terrible? That's not true.
No.
Yeah, most. Came back and won. Okay. Number two, got demolished by old man Tom Brady in the Bucs Super Bowl, threw two interceptions, zero touchdowns.
Did Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes go head-to-head in that Super Bowl? Was Tom on defense making all the plays and whatnot?
1v1.
Tom the non-existent offensive line in that game?
Yeah, he lined up next to Vita Vey.
He did. Okay, great. Okay, I'm just making sure.
And he was old.
Right, yeah, right.
And he had probably one of the best seasons of his life.
Yeah, it's funny how we can use old.
Tom Brady was on a mission that year. That mission was to shove it up Bill Belichick's ass.
Some people are dumb. Number three, got demolished by Jalen Hurts this year, played horribly from the jump, threw two interceptions.
Yeah, well, that team that we saw on Super Bowl Sunday, obviously we talked about the illness with Travis Kelce. I heard from somebody else, you know, around the organization, Chris Jones had the bubble guts as well and whatnot. So there were some things going on inside that team. Like, I think as time goes on, guys, we're going to find out more and more about, oh my God, these guys were pooping their pants literally on the sidelines because the bug got to them right at the worst possible time. Like, Philadelphia had it all week, and then all of a sudden the Chiefs are waking up like Saturday and Sunday with this thing.
Number four, when they actually beat the Eagles, Mahomes only threw for 182 yards.
Well, maybe that's what the game dictated.
He also had like the longest run of his career in that game.
Yeah.
Number five, Mahomes was 17th in passer rating this year, worse than Russell Wilson and Derek Carr.
Oh, this guy's got him on his fantasy team and is pissed. Mm-hmm. I got it now. I got it.
Number six. You ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that really gets into Max Plum's. His passing yards have gone down from 5250, 4183 to now just 3928.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so we're seeing a quarterback kind of adjust to the team that he has. He had to throw for 5,250 yards in that first year. Otherwise, they would not have won football games. They had to beat teams 55-54 in order to win games. So Patrick Mahomes has done every single year what he's had to do for that specific team to win football games. I know context makes things not seem as cool when you put them in Twitter form, right? Mm-hmm. But when you give context to why things happen, oh, okay, that low-hanging fruit that I had has to go back in the fridge, or maybe I should just throw it out because it's rotted.
He then wraps up the entire tweet with, "Is he just not that good without Tyreek Hill?"
They've been to three Super Bowls without Tyreek Hill and won two of them.
Insane.
I mean, that may be the dumbest statement that I've ever seen. Like, this guy right now is a freelancer because Bleacher Report got rid of him because of ideas like that.
Yeah, this is clickbait. This is make you mad.
And this is, and then there's people that like to make comments.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Number one comment. "He was lucky enough to be drafted by a playoff-ready team, has since regressed after losing Hill and Kelce getting worse. Glorified checkdown merchant at this point." Okay. He then responds with, "Definitely a lot of checking down in his game this season. His entire offense was basically hurt. He didn't have a left tackle for most of the season. His number one receiver went out in week four.
You lost his starting your two running back was out. And running back.
He had DeAndre Hopkins, Juju Smith-Schuster be picked up in free agency and still went to the Super Bowl.
Right.
The year after they got rid of Tyreek Hill, he won the MVP, and they had the number one offense, according to stats, in the NFL. So this guy is a bag because that just you're just trying to fit your own narrative. Because I would then ask with this guy on the Twitter sphere, I would say, "Hey, man, if you could start a franchise today in the NFL, who would you select as your quarterback?" And I would bet you put a lie detector test to this guy and say, anybody else besides Patrick Mahomes, that needle would be going off the charts.
I mean, who is even in the conversation with Patrick Mahomes?
Josh Allen.
He's not a winner though, Mac. And I, you know, I saw a thing today from Pro Football Talk, and it was a comment from Brandon Bean, the GM, and says Josh Allen is playing with a big chip on his shoulder. I go, well, it's got to be a huge chip because he's got chips that have built up. As a quarterback, you are judged on your postseason success. Josh Allen doesn't have any postseason success, and neither does Justin Herbert, who Harbaugh is calling one of the greatest of all time now, which we'll get to as the morning moves along. So I do believe that if you are not picking Patrick Mahomes and you are hooked up to the lie detector test, I love that idea, you will be buzzed. You will be buzzed as a liar if you're going to start an NFL team today with one player. You have the first overall pick and you can select any player to build your team, and you don't take Patrick Mahomes, you're stupid. You just are. You're a dumbass.
And then it looks like a Chiefs fan on here named Vreeland, Justin Vreeland, says, literally won an MVP without Hill.
Is he still married to Upton?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of photos, literally won an MVP without Hill while posting great numbers. His playoff stats are among the best ever, which is much bigger sample than just Super Bowl games. This whole post is just trying to find the very few negatives. He responds, it's more about making us think, wait, how clutch is he? Really?
13 seconds, brother.
And then someone literally responds, he won 3 Super Bowls when down by at least 10 points. That's extremely difficult and clutch. Here's NFL history's average for reference. Best record facing a 10-point deficit in since the merger, minimum 20 starts. Patrick Mahomes' winning percentage down by 10 points, 57.1. Tom Brady, 38.2.
Yeah, I mean,
Joe Montana, 37%.
That's the number that's been out there all season long, or all, you know, career long for Patrick Mahomes, but obviously recently people are throwing that one out there. That's been out there all year, so this guy could look and see the numbers. But again, giving context takes away the low-hanging fruit. That's why these 30-minute talk shows on ESPN and FS1, they throw out all that just dumb low-hanging fruit because they don't have time to get into context. And if they did get into context, it would totally change their arguments, and it wouldn't be as quote-unquote, I guess, entertaining for people if you actually had facts and you had, you know, things to back up why Patrick Mahomes is good. It's easy to find and pinpoint and pick apart things when you're truly looking for it. And if you can only find 6 things that you feel are negative about Patrick Mahomes in the 7 or 8 years that he's been in the NFL and the 3 Super Bowls that he's won, I mean, fine. You're a loser. Seriously, you are an absolute loser if you're looking for ways to run down Patrick Mahomes. Well, find a girlfriend, bro.
And if multiple of these reasons are, I mean, one of the reasons is he only threw for almost 200 yards in a Super Bowl win. The other one is, oh, he only threw for 3,900 yards, which is 7th in the league this year. His lowest passing yards he's ever had was 7th in the league this year.
This league has turned back now into a rushing league. We saw it before our eyes this year. Saquon Barkley is jumping over gentlemen backwards. Derrick Henry came back to life. I mean, we're starting to see the running back have more of a role. That's the way the league works. I mean, it is a cyclical league, and things change constantly. You just have to kind of be ahead of the changes, and I think Brett Veach has done a really good job of kind of staying ahead of the chains, if you will, when this league is changing. But you have to understand context to have a conversation. Like, I know Josh Allen doesn't win in the playoffs against Patrick Mahomes. That's my context for Josh Allen. I don't know what he does during the regular season or how that team's built or what they're trying to do and how he impacts that team, because I don't watch them on a daily basis. The only conversation that I have about Josh Allen is the way he performs in the playoffs against the Kansas City Chiefs. And that's what I always lean back on.
Which is good.
Right.
He performs great.
Yeah, but they don't win.
He doesn't win. Yeah.
They don't win. I mean, 3:33 to go. You got the ball. You got to do something there. You want to rip Josh Allen, fine. To sit there and nitpick Patrick Mahomes and talk about season to season to season without using any context whatsoever is just ignorant. It really is. Patrick Mahomes threw for 3,900 yards. Top 2 wide receivers were out basically before October. You lost your running back in September. You had no left tackle, and he was still 7th in the league in passing yards, and they went to the Super Bowl, and you want to nitpick that? What a loser. I mean, honestly, like why do people wake up with that? And why are we, in the collective we, why do we get mad about nitwits? You know, it's
yes.
I saw a quote from the guy's name is Peter Malouk. He runs Creative Planning, right? And he's on X. Mm-hmm. And he had this quote. He goes, if you're not going to take advice from somebody, don't take criticism from somebody. And I'm like, that is a great quote in which to live by. I wouldn't take advice from this guy. I'm not going to listen to his criticism about Patrick Mahomes and let him ruin my day because he's winning at this point in time. And also, he's stupid.
Somebody says, John Frisella is a crybaby bee who was literally whining 6 months ago about how he's never going to make it as an NFL insider and was contemplating deleting it.
I mean,
and deleting his account. And now he's out here. Again, Mahomes is only ever in the playoffs made it to the AFC Championship game.
But see,
his definitive points are Super Bowl losses.
I know.
His career is, at the age of 29, already the, what, second, third greatest quarterback of all time?
At worst.
I mean, at worst, he's the third.
At worst, he's the third greatest of all time.
Yep. And like, again, I wasn't as locked into sports as I am now, obviously, but do we not have this same energy when Tom Brady lost to Jake Plummer?
No, because the medium didn't exist like this.
It wasn't in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
People don't care. People value losing in the first round rather than getting your team to the Super Bowl. You get your team to the Super Bowl, but you lost. So, but you lose in the first round to Plummer or Plunkett or whoever.
Yeah.
Plunkett.
He's playing Jim Plunkett. I mean, Plunkett may have been playing back then.
Exactly.
But, no, I mean, that's the medium has changed. Life has changed. There was no social media when Tom Brady didn't go, you know, went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl and all this kind of stuff. And maybe somebody would write an article or somebody would talk or something like that. But it wasn't like today where everybody's on this medium. That guy should give up being an NFL insider. He's just not very good at it. And I would tell him that, like, find a profession which you're good at. This one, you're probably not so good at, because the only way that you've gotten attention and anybody knows who you are is making stupid statements about Patrick Mahomes.
Some people are dumb.
I just don't get it. I mean, you've literally not ever won your division. You've literally made it to the Super Bowl or the AFC Championship game, and every year you've been a starter. And in all those AFC Championship games, you played them all at home except for one. You've beaten every MVP of the league.
In the playoffs.
And again, like, I get it. People want to have their, you know, their sort of thing, and they want to do it, and they want to push their narrative. That's fine. But also, if you're going to have that tweet, come out with one that has the success rate of Patrick Mahomes.
Post his playoff record. What is it, 18-4?
Yeah.
Or 17-4?
I think it's 18.
Is it 18-4?
Some guys may never win 5 playoff games.
I mean, and that's the thing. And I'll play this Harbaugh comment. This is the quarterback they're dealing with.
You mentioned J.J. McCarthy, Colin Kaepernick, Alex Smith, and now Justin Herbert, who's it's like being around greatness every single day. I mean, I would follow into to hell and back. I mean, I've never been around a competitor, you know, quite like him. Some great ones, but you know, no doubt in my mind that Justin Herbert is not only one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL today, but truly one of the great quarterbacks of all time. That's,
oh my God!
And that's from daily, weekly, monthly, and now it's been 1 year being around him. You know, I can confidently say that. Yeah, there's nobody that brings more to the organization than Justin Herbert.
Cocked and ready to rock.
One of the greatest of all time, he said. He's been around him a year, and he's got him in that category of one of the greatest of all time. 0-2 in the playoffs, a .500 quarterback, doesn't elevate his team. I don't think I've seen him elevate his team. Again, I'm speaking from postseason stuff. You got to elevate your team as the quarterback. These people out here in nitwit land give Justin Herbert more credit than they give Patrick Mahomes. They give Joe Burrow more credit than Patrick Mahomes. Like, what is it, man? Like, what does this guy have to do? Get a haircut?
Well, he did.
Oh. Does he have to, you know, show up to a Texas Tech basketball game to get the love? Like,
he does that. They hate him.
Yeah, that is. Did you see what he did yesterday? He donated the walkthrough facility to Texas Tech yesterday. Ooh. It's now the Patrick Mahomes walkthrough facility. Texas Tech has a walkthrough facility where it's a separate building where they do their walkthrough, and it's the Patrick Mahomes II walkthrough facility.
That's
unbelievable, right? Why aren't we embracing Patrick Mahomes and loving him up as one of the rare athletes of all time? You get to a certain spot in life where you're having success and you're great at what you do, and instead of embracing it, people just want to run you down and bring you down to their level because they're miserable in their life. This guy's a fledgling guy trying to be an NFL insider, and the only thing he's got in his bag is to attack the greatest quarterback of this generation and a top three quarterback of all time. Meanwhile, Justin Herbert's out here losing playoff games, and we're putting him on a silver platter.
You're a rock star.
Yeah, according to Jim Harbaugh. I'm glad that he says stuff like that to support his quarterback. Yeah. But I mean, why not just, you know, next year, I just hope the Chiefs stay mum. I hope they just continue to do what they're going to do, and we see how the year plays out. And if you want to keep doing that and you want to give them free fuel and you want to, you know, not make them pay $2.89 a gallon and let them just go out there and run their ship, then let's do it. Have the revenge tour, right? Because that's what you can call that team. Because, again, did Mahomes take a step back? Is his legacy a myth? How is it a myth? He's 29 years old. He'll be 30 next year, and he has already played in 5 Super Bowls. Like, that's insane. Some people never even go to one. Will Burrow go to another one? I don't know. Will Josh Allen ever get to one? I don't know. You know why I don't know that? Because they've got to go through Mahomes first, and only one has done it, and that's Joe Burrow.
Mm-hmm. One time.
Now, I do think that if there ever was going to eventually be a guy, I think it might be Josh Allen because he's so wickedly talented. The wickedly talented.
That's right.
Adele Dazeem. Yeah. Adazeem Dazeem, or whatever John Travolta said.
Adele Dazeem is what he said. It was Adele Dazeem, yeah.
Gosh, I have to find that cut now.
Wickedly talented.
Adele
Dazeem.
She's saying, let it go.
And my mother just saw her on Broadway last week. She got a new show out called Redwoods or something. She said she was awesome. But like for John Travolta not to know her, that's like saying the wickedly talented Patrick Mahomes. Mm. You know?
That Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
But no, again, look, you're going to have this. This is what's great about sports. This is what's great about having a team to get to root for, because you get to have these people that make these asinine comments of, is he a myth? That's not the case, because it doesn't make sense. You have to, because the thing is, I would love someone to put that list up and then have someone counter argue it, which is basically what we just did. Again, never not made the AFC Championship game, played in 5 Super Bowls. He's won 3 of them. He's won back-to-back Super Bowls. He's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen, and I just wish that we had the same energy we had for Brady in the 2000s that we have for Patrick Mahomes now. And again, I know it. I get it. Winning is tiresome. People don't like to see it continue. They want to see somebody else knock him off. So here's the deal. Somebody did that. It was Philadelphia. Let's see how quickly Philadelphia gets back.
Yeah, right, exactly. Let's see who's back in the Super Bowl first. I'll put all my money on the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, the Patrick Mahomes thing again, too, it shows you what a great quarterback is, because every year he has to play differently in order for his team to win. He has to figure it out during the season. He has to figure it out in the preseason. And every year has been completely different than the year prior, and Patrick Mahomes has adjusted and advanced. He's been unbelievable. And for anybody to say anything negative about him, or for Travis Kelce for that matter, go kick rocks.
That's right. Somebody says, good morning, guys. I think they're jealous. Yeah. And then someone says, he doesn't get the respect he deserves because he's been carried by a Hall of Fame tight end and a coach and top 5 defense.
All right, we got to take a break. I got to go to the bathroom.
Fair enough. Vacation. You can go with one cast of any show in the history of shows. Which vacation or which cast of characters would you take a vacation with of any show of all time? We get to that on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Patrick Mahomes, the myth, and Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
I can feel it all the way down in my plums.
On Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Well, hate it or love it, the underdogs next season will probably finish on top. That's the Kansas City Chiefs. New haircut, new swag last year for Travis Kelce. I'm excited. I mean, I'm still in baseball mode, but I'm excited to see what these guys are going to do next year, because you put stuff like this. Best of luck. You poke the bear. Be ready for the consequences that come.
I mean, can you imagine all of these pokings of the bear that have taken place already team, and we're only 2+ weeks after the Super Bowl, and everybody's acting like this organization was a fraud for the last decade?
Speaking of Travis Kelce, you might enjoy their podcast this week on New Heights. Did you see who their guests are?
I did not, no.
The Kachuk brothers.
Oh, nice. What a great pickup, right? That's
anytime
awesome,
they want,
right?
Anyone they want, whenever they want.
Kachuk
brothers will be on New Heights today.
I was listening to Jason Kelce guest appearance with Charles Barkley yesterday. He was on Charles Barkley's podcast that he does with Ernie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ernie. And so they had Jason Kelce on, and Jason Kelce said, yeah, my whole life.
We're getting fired anyway, Ernie. Yeah,
right. And Jason Kelce
says,
that
was Shaq.
Like, growing up, the only guy I ever wanted to meet was Charles Barkley, right? That was like his big deal, right?
Yeah.
Wanted to meet Charles, and so got to be on the podcast. And Charles told the story. He goes, when I was growing up, he says, I wanted to change my name to Travis. And Jason's like, well, obviously it wasn't for my brother, but we're like, it's just kind of cool that you wanted to change your name to Travis. And Charles is like, yeah, because Travis was the best athlete growing up and I wanted to be Travis. And Charles goes, and my mom says, you're a dumbass, man. You're named after your grandpa. And Charles goes, yeah, who's a nobody?
I was
that is so good.
Pretty fair though.
I mean, as a kid, you're like, yeah, you know, come on now. You know, you named me after my grandpa Charles. I want to be Travis. This guy's a hell of an athlete.
This guy kills it.
Never meet your heroes unless you're Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
I did see, you're familiar with Channing Frye, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see his rant the other day?
What did he
possibly,
rant about?
I think
I can find it, but he basically is blaming the old heads for the reason why the NBA is not successful, because we're stuck on Michael Jordan the way that we used to play in the 90s, and that we're not appreciating what we have already, which is Steph Curry, LeBron James, Giannis, Jokic, all this. And he blames Shaq and Charles Barkley.
They have a big say.
And those are the two guys that are actually supportive of the current NBA situation.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, they have a big say in how people perceive things. They are the voice of the NBA. I mean, there's nobody else. Like, they are the bell cows of the NBA.
I wouldn't say they support the current NBA.
No, I don't think they trash the NBA constantly.
Constantly.
And rightfully so. It's a terrible product.
Sure,
and,
I guess. And, but you don't know the players. You don't know anyone. Like, you could know something about the game before you trash it. That's Charles and Shaq. I feel like they watch one game a week.
Man, that's fine. I mean, they're in their 60s. You know, I don't blame them. Or Shaq's probably in his 50s.
Shaq's
at this
also
point,
DJing. And
yeah, he's got like other things going on.
DJ Diesel, baby.
Working for the general.
Nobody's watching that show. Yeah, he is
Shaq-a-roni.
I mean,
he's got a lot of things.
Not one person is watching that show looking for X's and O's of basketball. No. You're watching it for the entertainment, for the opinion, and for the personality. And that's why it's successful.
I watch that show to see who's going to be the target that night. Sometimes it's Kenny. Sometimes it's Shaq. Sometimes it's Chuck.
Yep.
And then I watch to see if anybody's going to beat Kenny to the screen.
Yeah.
Those are my two things
that
I watch
for. Watching for basketball breakdown. And I love the fact that they're hard on the game, because it's not in a good place right now. It just isn't. You know, it's launch three-pointer after launch three-pointer after launch three-pointer, and that just doesn't get it done for a lot of people. I'm not the only one saying this. I mean, these guys are Hall of Famers saying that the game is terrible right now. And that's not – I don't think that's their old man take on it. I think it is a bad product right now.
Not great, but there are certain games. But the thing is, it's tough for me with the NBA, because there's like, you'll go through a stretch where there's really not a great game, and then you'll have a stretch where all of a sudden Minnesota and Oklahoma City play, and here comes Anthony Edwards, who brings his team down by 25, blocks an SGA shot, and you're like, can we get more of that?
Why can you get more of that?
You need more consistency with the game, which you get towards the end of the season when the playoffs happen, which is everything, like hockey and football, and football is entertaining throughout the whole entire season. But again, it ramps up obviously when the conditions are a little bit higher up. YouTube TV came out with a question on X that says, you can go on a vacation with the cast of one show. What is your pick? So vacation, one show, what's your pick? 913-586-7965. That's a J South tow service text line. Somebody on the text line says Modern Family.
That'd be a fun one.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
That'd be a lot of fun.
That's a great one.
That is a really good one, actually.
Another Modern Family.
Claire. Oh, let me tell you.
Parks and Rec is on there.
Yeah.
Blue Mountain State, The Sopranos.
Why would you want to go on a trip with The Sopranos? You may not come back.
Well,
you may end up in a trunk.
Is Mello Soprano going to be on that?
Oh,
trip?
Yeah.
Is Carmella going to be on there when she's getting mean? Because that's when she was really nice. Is Tony psychiatrist going to be out there? So, I mean, there's a whole lot. But what say you, if you could take one show with you on a vacation, who would you go with?
Yeah, like my friend Joe just texted me. He goes, the answer is Seinfeld. I go, no, it's not, because they're a bunch of jerks.
Oh, yeah. I hit it.
This time.
Whoopsie.
Yes,
daisies.
Dusty, you are correct.
Whoopsies. I will see you never.
I'll be honest with you. I was thinking about this before the show. Yeah. You guys have used the dump button more in 6 months than I've been working with than I have in 15 years doing this. Okay, it's just so you know.
Yeah, that's your opinion, man.
That's rough.
Because people ask me all the time, like, you never. I'm like, nah, it's 4 hours. I can. I know I don't, so I don't, right? The answer for me after talking, so Joe comes back with it, who'd you like to go with, the Brady Bunch? No, Entourage. That's my answer, and I think that's the best answer because I ain't paying a dime. They're picking up everything,
that's
right?
True.
Hanging out with Turtle would be awesome. Private jet with Vinny Chase. Having his brother, E, would be fantastic to
Johnny
hang out
Drama.
With. Johnny Drama. E gets things done. All the women that were on, like, give me Entourage. That's my final answer.
One.
Thank
E
you.
Sucks. I couldn't stand E.
Oh, I love, like, he just gets things, like, everybody needs a
Speaking
guy like
Mello
that
Soprano.
In their life. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Some more on the Saved by the Bell, obviously because of Kelly Kapowski.
Yeah.
The challenge any season with Nuri's Mateo. I'm familiar with that. Lost. I would love to see Evangeline Lilly in a bikini. Mac, what's a show that you would take?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I think It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia would be mine.
God, you gotta hang out with Charlie Day on vacation.
I love Charlie Day. Danny DeVito would be great. Glenn Howerton, Rob McElhenney would be awesome. It'd be great. Super fun, guys.
Somebody says, I'll take The Office.
That'd be cool.
Just party with Meredith.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
I'd love it. It'd be awesome. Just be like, go to the local swim-up bar and just get hammered with Meredith.
Or Creed.
Creed would be awesome. You just would never see him.
You know, yeah, exactly. He was in a band, right?
Correct. He's a guitar player.
Yeah. Oh, God. What's the name of the band now?
He lives in Nashville.
The band's name is Creed.
It's not, but yeah, God, it's like from the 60s. I'm like, oh my God, Creed was in that band?
I will say I will either go with the cast of Shameless.
Okay.
Just because everybody's, kind of a rebel. You got Jeremy Allen, who's out there as well as Flip or mm-hmm. Lip,
yeah.
Lip Gallagher.
Yeah, Lip.
You got Fiona Gallagher. How you doing?
Yes.
I mean, the most realistic sex scenes I've ever seen in my life that aren't real. Fiona did it for me, man. A lot of pausing on that show. Frank, I mean, you never know. Is Frank going to, like, swindle his way to get a free resort because he's going to say something or get something and then he's going to screw the entire family over? And then the other one would be The Real Housewives.
Which ones?
Either any of them. Atlanta, Osage Beach, whatever the Housewives shows are.
Osage
I don't care,
Beach.
Dude. Send me out there with The Real Housewives. I'll make sure I have some fun on vacation. We'll just drink a bunch of Prosecco, smoke a lot of weed, and just have a bunch of fun with those Housewives.
The Real Housewives of Osage Beach.
Better believe it. Better believe it.
Tammy, we're coming down. Get the Housewives ready.
That's right. The cast of 2 1/2 Men.
I mean, you'd go with Charlie Sheen for a day and then be like, I got to tap out, man.
That's true. Yeah, it'd be
like,
one day.
I got to tap out. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. Somebody says Baywatch. Got Hasselhoff C-blocking you the whole time.
Yeah.
Somebody says, calm down, Dusty. You're from Lee's Summit, not the south side of Chicago. Fair point.
That's true.
But Fiona Gallagher, I would move to Chicago immediately for you. Oh, gosh. Gosh, what is her real name in real life? It's terrible.
The Grassroots.
That's it. Yeah, the Grassroots, yeah.
Cast of Scrubs would be great. 90210, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
Well, there'd be one less person. Is it 9021 now? Because one guy's no longer with us. Luke Perry.
He died, but
his son is now a.
Didn't one of the women on that show die too?
Well, it's Tori Spelling, and then there's the curly haired girl that
wore
glasses.
Didn't Tori Spelling pass away?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't believe so. Somebody says the cast of Jackass. You wouldn't make it 2 days.
Whoa.
No. You'd be done, man.
No, I'm done.
Steve-O snorting a line of wasabi on a plane is still one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. Could you imagine real wasabi up your nostril?
Nope.
Absolutely not. Mm-mm. And then one time he was on top of like a skyscraper and on an orca, inflatable orca, Steve-O was. Now sober. So doing better in his life. Somebody says
Emmy
Charlie's
Rossum,
Angels.
By the way.
Emmy Rossum.
Emmy
that's
Rossum, that's your girl.
Golly. She was in The Day After Tomorrow with Jake Gyllenhaal, which that guy gets so much for somebody who looks like he cries every time after sex. Supernatural comes in. Friends comes in.
Friends. Underrated probably.
Yeah. The Roy family from Succession. Filthy Rich, Shiv Roy, oh baby. It ain't me, Shiv. Have you guys watched Succession yet?
I have not yet.
No, it's on my list.
Okay. Too many shows out there anyways.
I know.
Coming up on the other side, it is 8 o'clock. I'll try not to cuss once again. Jack Caglione, is the possibility of a Will Myers trade out there? I say no. Some people might say yes. I'll explain on the other side. 96.5 The Fan, your home. Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty.
What the hell's wrong with your station?
On Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fan.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.